Praise the Lord. Father, we do bless you. We do always. We ask your blessings upon our minds, our hearing, to hear your word, to change, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. That he's saying, sing deep down into our hearts. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. I know where we I can't say that. I don't know where we are as a people, but I do know that if we're this messed up and screwed up, hearing all this word, what would we be? What were we without it? Somebody say, Pastor Dow, what do you mean messed up and screwed up? Nobody talks about the mind more than I do. I don't think so. I really don't. You know, there's a lot of preachers that talk about prosperity, health, wealth, and all this other stuff. They'll talk about spirits and stuff. We get a pretty good well-round a balance of knowledge around here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, that we do. That we do. And you have to understand, you know, giving out knowledge is not a pleasant thing. Everybody strives for it, thirsts for it. They don't, we can't even use that. Everybody don't strive for knowledge. No, they don't. Some people think they're actually better off without it. I told you, we live in times where God is an intruder on people's minds. And so the best way that they can alleviate the intrusion of God is by not having him to come in their minds. And to not have God in their minds, not to have his word. There's one thing I've learned since being the believer, the babe of a believer that I've been all these years, is that there's hardly ever, let me just be conservative. There's hardly ever a week that doesn't go by I don't discover something. And then I often think, man, what is the end of this thing? You know what I mean? No doubt it's got to be Jesus. It's got to, I know it's Jesus. But when I sit and think, you know, I'm just talking about me personally. When I sit back and I have the opportunity to meditate and think, and then, you know, how sometimes all of a sudden you'll find out somebody said, just an area you thought that you had it at least a little bit of understanding. Then you find out that you was, oh, man. Hallelujah. That's how I do it. Hallelujah. They go, hallelujah, because it's in my eye. It just, and if you're not careful, you can get weary and faint. You can find perfect peace. At least it will present a utopia of peace by just not doing anything about it. You'll just be taken advantage of, deceived, hoodwinked, and the devil be blasting you. You just won't have enough sense to know that you're blasted. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. That's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why we're here. You know, you think about the scripture says, preach the word. Is that right? Be instant in season. So there's an in season for the word being preached. And out of season. So there's also an out of season for the word being preached. Now, with them seasons, that don't mean that it's a season for everybody to receive the word. When it's saying preach the word in season and out of season, that means there's going to be a time that people are going to receive, people are going to reject. Right. Yeah, that's true. And people have different seasons. Yes, sir. Sure. Amen. When is a season to not preach? There isn't. Amen. If you got to preach the word in season and out of season, there's no other seasons. Right. Amen. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
You got to be consistent. When people like it, when they don't like it.
Yes, sir.
When they're happy, when they're sad. Yeah. You know, in season, out of season. Yes, the first thing it says that accompanies the preaching of the word, the first thing is reproof.
Yes, sir.
And let's tell the truth. We grew up in a society where we are actually afraid of reproof.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Think about it. Preach the word, Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove.
Amen.
Reprove. Man. Then it says rebuke. Ha! That's when this generation might as well just start beeline heading on to the door. See, so truth is, you can't even get the preaching of the gospel, even the word in itself, without reproof. These are main ingredients. Rebuke. Is that right?
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It, then it also says exhort.
Amen.
See, we'll all take that now.
Yeah.
We'll take that. Yeah, I like that. We'll all take that one.
Amen.
I take that one. I take that one. I take that one. But look what it says, though. Then it says, with all long suffering. You think you're suffering. You ain't suffering. It's the preacher that's doing the suffering.
Yeah.
Because he looks at the condition of us when it comes to God's word. You're talking about suffering. How many times have you sat and heard the word preach and you're sitting down on the outside, but you're standing up on the inside?
Yes,
kicking.
Amen.
And then that illusion presents that you're kicking against the one who's doing the preaching.
Right.
But it's really against the word.
Yes.
Who's the word of God?
Jesus.
Ooh.
Amen.
See, that's the illusion of it.
Yes, sir.
That's the long suffering of it. You not believe that all these prophets and wise men had to suffer when they knew the will of God and they were doing everything they could to strive to enter in, they will mess up here or there, rebuke and correct themselves or whatever, and maybe they get something right, but just the overwhelming weight of the people collectively, just uh-uh. Then it goes on to say, for the time will come.
Yeah.
What time? A time will come.
Yes.
Yeah. When? Look at this one now. Look at this careful words. When they will not endure. That means they're not going to put up with it. Sound. That means wholesome. Wellness. Doctrine. Teaching. But what they are going to do, they're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Tell me what I want to hear. Yeah, that's the one I like. I like him. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
And somehow we don't think that we're a part of it.
Yeah.
That's deceiving.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? It's because the people, it's not because we know, it's because we don't know. That we get into trouble in, our mind's in the condition it's in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's true, brothers and sisters. Come on, I've been doing this thing for a little while now.
Yes, sir.
Huh? I really have, at least a little while. I mean, and I tell you what, it seems like it gets narrower the farther you go.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You think, or the mind would say, well, it seems like you get in this, and it seems like that you'll come to a time that you can actually, you know, kind of like, take it a little bit easy, you know, just kind of coast and smooth on it. I don't see that. At least I have not experienced it. What I have experienced is it getting a whole lot more narrower.
Yes, sir.
Seemed like when I first started, it was like, wow!
Yeah.
Wow! Like, yay! But then when you get on up here, it requires more holiness, more righteousness, more attentiveness, yeah, it does. More purity.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. When you first get started, it's like, where is like this?
Amen.
You smiling and cheesing and experiencing joy. And then when you get way down here, like, uh-oh, what happened to all that smiling and cheesing again on you? Because you develop a soberness.
Right.
You had to be taken along in this walk because there's no way you could handle with this part back here. There's no way you can handle this part back here.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Huh? So the truth is, it gets straight as the way and
narrow
as the gate and few. So, since God doesn't think the way men think, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
His ways are higher than our ways.
Right.
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We would think, oh, he gets saved. Hey, man, we can just, it seems like, man, it just gets whoo, whoo, whoo. It does get better.
Yeah, it does.
Really does.
Yes,
it does. Yeah, it does get better. It gets better because you're mature.
Yes, sir.
But when you're foolish, you know, like we never consider this a foolish state.
Come on,
right.
Come on.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
That's exactly right.
And you start going. See, we don't realize that the more we get like this towards God, the more kicking we do. Because our ability to reason is a whole lot more than what it was back here. Back here, we was like, what are the Lord says?
True.
And then we get up here, we're like,
Amen.
Well, hold on, let me think about that. What happened to the spirit of truth? Man, you got to use wisdom. That is the principal thing. Hmm? Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right? That sure is, but the spirit of truth. See, what happens is now we got to sit up here, and really we think we're actually thinking so we can get closer to God, but we're really actually thinking how we can do this better and still have my way.
Yeah, amen. That's the truth, amen.
Yes, sir.
That's the truth.
See, I'm just honest with it. I'm just not going to sit up and flat out, I'm not going to let us be deceived in that, brothers and sisters. That's just the human spirit.
Amen.
Remember, I was talking in dining hall this morning.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Wasn't that good?
Yes,
they're talking dining hall. Here it is, Eve. Sin free.
Right.
Eve didn't have no sin. Y'all understand that?
Sure.
No sin. Pure, holy, sanctified, set apart, true, just, honest, no evil, no nothing, and she could hear the devil clear as day.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden we get saved, we don't hear the devil no more.
Come on.
Anytime somebody try and talk to us, you got to understand, people are only as wise as we understand. Y'all understand that statement?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all understand that statement? People are only as wise as we understand. And if I don't understand, ain't nobody wise. Now, when I get it, okay, I will acknowledge you're wise, but I'm wiser for understanding. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, so this thing is something else. The depth of this spirit of man is something else. Be holy? How you do that? Well, you purify yourself. And we even got instruction how to, even as he is pure. How pure is that?
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
About as pure as you can get.
Amen.
Ain't no 99.9 in that. It's just straight all 100%.
Hallelujah.
You mean tell me we have to be like that? Yeah, who told you that you didn't?
Come on.
You didn't hear that here? So here's Eve, pure, holy, just, true, sanctified, and without sin. And she heard the devil talking to him.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, he had some words to deceive, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
You got to understand. See, the devil knew that there's no way he could get Eve by just putting evil right in front of her. She just look at that thing with that mind she had. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? That'd be simple to see.
Sure, sir.
He had to make Eve think that, you know what? If you do this, you'll be just like God.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be closer to God. Oh, you don't say. Yeah, I say. Give me that fruit. Say, so you're still doing the same old thing. They see, now we got double trouble. See, because we got the knowledge of good and evil. She only had the knowledge of good. And she got deceived. How much more do you think we can easily be deceived since we know good and evil? Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm finished picking on us for a little while. Just trying to get us to think a little bit. You know, we don't do that too much. No, we don't. No, we don't. If you do it, you probably keep yourself out of a lot of trouble. Don't you understand every time somebody try to tell you something that they don't understand? You don't understand that yet? You ain't never seen how you respond when somebody trying to tell you something? You're not like this. When somebody's trying to tell you right, you don't do like this. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. Mwah, mwah. No, you don't. You got this big old rod up. Get away from me. Yeah. Who you think you are? You don't understand. If you understood, you wouldn't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
That's because everybody is only as wise as I am.
Amen.
See, when everybody is only as wise as you are, who can be wise? Uh-oh. Now you tell us we can do something and we can get $100 for this flesh, we'll believe everything they say. And not once think we've ever deceived ourselves. You know, I came to the knowledge about the Sabbath day. They said, well, you got to work on Sabbath. I said, oh, I do, huh? They said, yeah, you do. I said, no, I don't either. That's what they was telling me in the army. I said, no, I don't either. They said, yeah, you do. They said, you're on the contract. I said, well, I signed a contract when I was in my ignorance. Now I got light and knowledge. I tell you what, we can void that thing right now.
Amen.
But I can tell you one thing about me. You ain't getting me to work on those Sabbaths. Well, we just take this on up. You can take it on up. You can take it to whoever you want to. We can go to the commanding chief. I still ain't working on the Sabbath.
Amen.
And they ain't know how to deal with that. Come on. Chaplain, does not the scriptures teach that we ought to obey God rather than man? Yes or no?
Amen.
See, it was good I had a little bit of knowledge. Because
right.
The knowledge I had, they couldn't even hold a candle to me. Because if they profess to be Christians, believers,
yeah,
and they profess that they live by the principles,
right,
the teachings,
yes, sir,
and the doctrines of the apostles and what this book says, then they had no choice but to comply.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I had people mad at me and everything, but I ain't gonna get me working on Sabbath. Now, all the rest of the folk, why is it that you the only one get this type of treatment where you don't have to work on Sabbath? Because maybe everybody else, I don't know. Maybe they're not serious about God. I know I am. I know it's done happen. But I can tell you this. What? You're going to get me working on Sabbath.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Because they came up with all the reasons why I should. I told me, it makes you no difference. You take my paycheck 2-3 months, kick me out, makes no difference. I ain't doing it.
Amen.
You do it.
Amen.
When you make stands and do stuff like that, you know what you do? You're not saying it. The devil will tell him he think he better than we are.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
He think he love God more than we do.
Right.
Then immediately they start judging you. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, what the brothers did is they made sure. See, last Sabbath, we froze half to death. Now, this Tuesday night, what they call Tuesday, on here we are on this Thursday night, we're baking half to death. So we got to get a balance in here. You know what I mean? So instead of when Brother Doug was around here and him having to do, see, Brother Doug was one of them jack of all trades. And then what that did was that handicapped the rest of the brothers because they are not going to automatically just pick up and learn how to do something. In case somebody's gone, even though I teach that here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Uh-oh.
Amen.
Uh-oh. I'm starting something now, ain't I? So I keep telling you, if somebody down, somebody should automatically know how to do their job.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? I mean, y'all know Brother Dow can't be running around doing everything. I already got enough to do.
Amen.
Even when I sit down and try to rest my back, I'm doing enough.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that what that little chair thing for us in front of the shower? Is that they stick that thing in there when they shower and stuff? Did y'all see the shower one? I went and bought one of those extension things and hooked it up, you know, so they could got three different jets on it too. Instead of just water just going, and you got to move around. Made sense for him, didn't it? But we definitely, we shouldn't be getting worse every year. We should be getting better.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
That's what fine wine does when it's ages, right?
Amen.
There's no way you can put, you cannot put new wines in the old wineskin.
No, sir.
You can't put in old bottles, new wine in old bottles. You can't do that. That's just one of those things. See, when wine ages, it gets better. Isn't that right? That's the reason why it commands a high dollar. See, that you know you got the good wine when you can drink a glass of it, and you know, you see, you should stop it. You can feel like, ugh. Some of us go, ugh, that's my go sign. See, when you feel that, and then you can wake up the next day and you're not groggy and lethargic. And, but if you're groggy and lethargic, you know you ain't got a good wine. All ex-alcoholics should know that. I figured that out real quick.
Yes, sir.
I drank that Jim Beam, boy. Made me feel like I just got finished being hit by a 2-ton heavy stick when I woke up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Drink Crown Raw, get up, hey, go right on. Choop, choop, choop. Then I figured out the reason why Jim Beam cost $20 and Crown Raw cost $60.
Amen.
See, even as an educated alcoholic, that told me. I mean, what, was my mind more informed than yours at that time? No, it's just what you pay attention to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's just the truth.
Yes, sir.
I ain't tell some of y'all, I had this lady, 31 years old, her and her husband, both of them on disability, and both of them got a rap sheet far as physical ailments, probably about from top of this crest right here all the way to the bottom of the floor. She starts calling me and asking, well, what should I do? I said, first thing you need to do, listen to my message on unforgiveness and bitterness. I'm making a long story short, because I ain't going to read all these emails, Lord have mercy. But anyway, so she read the stuff, and then I said, go and listen. So she listened all, you know, pretty much of the day. She comes back, and she asked me, well, I hear you using hell a lot. I said, yeah, sure do. Don't you think that's cussing or swearing? I said, well, not to me. Maybe to you, you think it is, but not to me. Because a lot of people don't know how to handle that.
Yes, sir.
She said, well, don't you think the context of it, that you use it in is cuss word? I said, nope. So I understand what you understand. But I know you don't understand what I understand.
Amen.
But, I, you know, one thing I'm sure of, she going to judge me what she don't understand. So I said, well, see how Jesus used it. You know, whenever Jesus used it, it was always in proper context.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't know who told us hell was a cuss word. It was just a place people don't like to go.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Nobody wants to go to hell, but very few people are doing what they can not do to keep from going.
Right.
That's right. So she had listened to my message and everything and all this stuff, and she said, well, I don't think I'm going to listen to you no more because you're attacking me. I go, first this woman contacts me, and then I tell her, listen to some messages. I ain't said two words to her personally myself, not even in email line, but I'm attacking her. See, it don't surprise me because that's the mindset of this generation. Y'all don't ever deal with that. Huh? Y'all deal with that. Y'all deal with that when I'm here. If I don't see stuff your way or whatever, I'm attacking you.
Yep. Come on. Amen. Come on. Right.
I get very few people come back and say, Pastor, after you figure it all out.
Yes.
Pastor, you're right.
Hallelujah.
You're right.
Amen.
Now what we usually do is swallow that big noggin and then just go on like ain't nothing ever happened. I wrote that lady back and I blasted the living daylights out of her. I did. I crossed her eyes. I said, why do you think you're in the condition you're in?
Right.
You're in the condition you're in because of the way that you believe.
Yes.
You're in the condition you're in because of this response right here.
Yes.
God turns around to sing your song. I said, tell you what, go enjoy your Billy Grahams, your TBNs, keep listening to them, and stay right where you at. Yep. See, she don't know that she just missed an opportunity that could have made her life a little bit better. She don't know that. But see, she don't also don't realize there's something down in her. You know the reason why? Because this generation hates correction. It hates instruction. It hates rebuke. You know why? Because we got it all figured out. We are perfect already. And we don't need no man to teach us. And they even use that scripture too. Now, first, before anybody can teach, you first have to be taught. You have got to have a teachable spirit before you go teach. But what we want to do is we want to live life, call in experience, and we think that automatically qualifies us for teaching.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
When we've never put ourselves in a position of humility. Yes, student.
Amen.
Disciple.
Yes,
learned. Yes, pupil.
Yes,
and we think because we live long enough, we're all wise. Hallelujah. See how my mind operates? Isn't it something?
Yeah.
Try putting up with mine like this all day. Try putting up mine like this all day. See, it took me, I didn't really start coming into, until about 4 years ago. Four or five years ago, I really didn't start coming into not judging people so much before I judged myself. I just see something, call it just like it is. See, now I got a little bit more wisdom because I've already done judged myself. And if it's something I haven't judged myself in, I'm very slow and apprehensive to lay a judgment to it because I know that as I judge,
so shall
I be judged. Amen. See, I know that. That's just lodged in my spirit. Should be lodged in yours.
Yeah. Amen.
So rather than going off and just making a judgment, bam, 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 bam. I didn't say a righteous judgment. You always make a righteous judgment. But before you make that righteous judgment, make sure you first examine yourself. Uh-oh. Because if you don't examine yourself, every judgment you have ever made has always been without mercy. Because you don't feel the pain of it. That's the reason why you're merciful. People can be merciful. I mean, merciless. Because we don't feel the pain of it. But when we have a little bit of understanding of what that judgment, we could be a little bit more compassionate. Oh, she also accused me of not being compassionate. Now you have to understand, to her, my way is a little bit abrasive. She even said she liked me. Isn't that something? So I'm like, look at all these spirits running in here. She don't know what she want to do. But I can tell you which path she'll take, though. You better believe it. It's remarkable, isn't it? And believe it or not, we got all that still in us. I'm serious, brothers and sisters. We got a purifying process that we have to do of our souls. Because the scripture says, I pray to God that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And when you don't do anything about yourself, don't worry about it. He's already working on you. Even when you don't even know it. That's why when we get in certain situations, we respond and act the way we act because we do it because nobody is wiser than I am. Because if everybody understood my position, my understanding, and my stance, then they wouldn't deal with me that way. So since they're dealing with me without knowledge of what I got, I'm going to have to teach them and show them that they have a certain way that they can approach me and they can't go past that. So I stick my little wall up, bing, and I peek through that hole, or I just open up the window and show you my face. Pastor, you can't be serious. I'm very serious. This is what's going on. Every man is right in their own eyes. Of course, when God wrote that scripture, he wrote it for everybody else, and it didn't apply to us. And we even go, come on. We know that God wrote that scripture and it applies to me too. I understand that. But when you see how you act, that shows what you believe more than what you say.
Yeah.
I remember a guy said he was going to go. His daddy told him to go out and do a job. And he said, okay, Dad, I'm going to go. But he didn't go. One of them said he wasn't going to go. And he went. Which one did the will of the Father? All you just said him go, amen, amen, amen. And then you get back out here, you don't do what it says? Or the one that's sitting here going, oh, boy. And then they go do the will of the Father. Which one would be accepted with God? Pastor Doubt, this is just a little too personal. He's a personal God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Isn't it not? Yes. Just what you've heard right here, you could go a lifetime in a Baptist church and never even get that close to your spirit.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Never get that close to your spirit. Because they ain't trying to run you out of there. They're trying to keep you in.
Right.
And then you have some children, they want to keep them in. And the only ones that Jesus is trying to keep is the one who the fathers gave him.
Amen.
Oh, mercy.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says the word will draw you or drive you. Amen. If you got your sheep from what we gave you past Sabbath, we're going to be in over in Isaiah, and we're going to hit upon this. Remember, I told you, said we was going to do it on Sabbath, too. We'll do it tonight, too, but we're going to go ahead and start. We're going to deal with the perverse spirit part. In Isaiah chapter 19, verse 14. Remember, the scripture says, the Lord have mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunk man staggereth in his vomit. Now, the word perverseness has many, many different meanings when it comes to the Hebrew and some parts of the Greek of defining the actual word. You can't use Webster's. You can't use the new Colgate or College Dictionary. You can't use all these fine books that come from our institutions of higher learning to try to define words that wasn't written after the English language. Hallelujah. So we have to understand, really, you do have what the original says. So perverseness is a distorting of the way. It's the perverting of a real true way. It's warping and twisting. People who have come, who have become so twisted in their thinking process, actually believe that their lifestyle is normal, actual normal activity.
Yeah.
That is someone who is perverted.
Amen.
There are people that actually, a homosexual, they don't think there's nothing wrong with them.
No, that's true.
Y'all see how proud they are?
Sure.
Y'all ain't never seen that?
Yes.
You ever seen a proud whore? She don't think there's nothing wrong with that. But you know why? Because the way of it has been twisted and distorted so bad that that reality has actually become an activity, a normal life to them.
Yes, sir.
So no matter what you say, they're going to finish you off by saying, don't you judge me. The thing that is that God had already laid out in his blueprint to be a certain way, a normal way of thinking for humanity, that's what twisting, warding, and distorting has done. It's called perverseness, okay? A twisted mind and a perverseness in spirit actually delights in seeing how far it can actually detour from the will of God. It actually does. It says, I wonder how far I can go with this. And actually what it's saying is, I wonder how far I can get to the zenith of this righteousness, because it's perverted.
Yes.
It actually believes it's right.
Right.
You know what I mean? We know that there is the top to where we're going.
Right.
But we also know we will never achieve that.
Right.
We can get close to him. We can be right with him, but we will never be him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
But this way, it's the direct opposite of normal thinking. You know, that's why people strive so hard to go that way, because they believe it's the right way.
Yeah,
yes,
that's true.
Amen.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
God created the institution of marriage for male and female, but if you get two females that think there's nothing wrong with it, two males that think there's nothing wrong with it, you know what they're going to do? Huh? They're not going to let you judge them, and they're going to enjoy that institution just as much as a normal married man and woman would. See, that's perverseness. That means you can go so far of the wrong way, and it can become normal to you, even though it's wrong. That's when believing the lie has actually become the truth to you.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He'll turn the truth of God into a lie.
Yes, sir.
The Bible calls it many, many things, like a reprobate mind.
Amen.
God gave them up. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are unseemly. Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, God is actually taking his hand off their mind, and there's nothing convicting them that they're wrong.
No restraint.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I'm using that analogy to show you even how far we can go.
Yes,
with perverse thinking.
Yes,
see, we all know that many of us, we got a lifetime of mess that has been sold in as a thinking process. And we have to learn. We have to actually learn how to think. It's the truth. I don't mind telling you, brother and sister. Amen. But when you read Leviticus, and you can go to chapter 20, read 10 through 17, you'll see that there's laws in there for human conduct, especially when it comes to sex. All right? Let's go to Isaiah 5:20. And let's read the scripture here. And let's, well, you know, if you... you can listen, you'll be doing well too. But the scripture says this. Listen to what it says. Woe unto them that call evil good. You hear that? And good evil. That put darkness for light. And light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet. And sweet for bitter. Y'all understand that? That means there's been a change of guard here. There's been a change of ways. You understand that? This is a type of people who are calling evil good now. And the good has actually become evil. The way that is sweet has become bitter. And they believe that the bitter is the sweet way and the sweet is bitter.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
You understand it?
Yes, sir.
They actually believe now that the light is actually darkness, and darkness is the light.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
This is perverse, and these are ones who have woes upon them.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now let's go to Proverbs 15, and we're going to hit this thing. We're going to look at this thing, okay? Verse 4, and we're going to deal with the first one, broken spirit, okay? The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
They use of knowledge aright now,
yes.
All right? But look at this. But the mouth of fools poureth out what? Foolishness. Is that right? That's verse 2. I'm going to go on. I'm at Proverbs 15, verse 2. I'm going to read through 4. The eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding the evil and what?
The good.
There is nobody that's going to escape the eyesight of God.
Amen.
Because his eyes is in every place.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
All right, now let's get Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A what tongue?
Wholesome.
A wholesome tongue. And when you're talking about wholesome, you're talking about something that is well to do.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? You talk about something that can provide. And let's, if we use in a food sense, give you all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients and everything your body can use.
Amen.
All right? So look, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein, perverseness in what? In the tongue.
Yes.
Is that right? Because
yes,
we know the tongue is actually, it actually vocalizes what's in the heart.
Amen, sir.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's why I have to pay attention to our speech sometimes. Because
yes,
we can get in foolish ways and our mouth opens up and it can actually be showing a perverseness of spirit.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
But perverseness therein is a breach. That means a gap.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Right.
You understand that? That means it's open.
Yes, sir.
That means there's something that was, it had a solid line. Oh, it was solid. It was running true.
Yes, sir.
But all of a sudden it got broken somewhere in there.
Right.
And distorted the real trueness of it.
Yes.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes.
All right. Let's go over here to Proverbs 17, verse 20. Evil actions. Watch this now. He that have a forward heart. Do y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
He that have a forward heart findeth no good. And he that have a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Now understand this, you know, and we all know about just knowing what the scripture says, that the tongue communicates the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tongue, mouth, heart, we know they all communicate. Because out of this mouth flows the issue of what?
Life.
The life. Isn't that right?
Amen.
All right. Look at this. Verse 23, same chapter. A wicked man taketh a gift out of his bosom to pervert the ways of judgment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You ever known anyone to know the right way and then someone would bribe them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Some people would actually take a bribe, turn a blind eye to reality and what's true.
Sure.
Are you following me?
Yes,
take that gift that come out of the bosom. Are you following me?
Right.
Out of the hand of someone so they could pervert judgment.
Yes, sir.
It happens all the time.
Oh,
yes,
sir.
It
mm-hmm.
Does.
The Bible even teaches that a gift can pervert judgment.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, see, you see how easy you can end up joining ways with it?
Yes, sir.
Say if you're true and honest and stuff and then, you know, someone tries to befriend you and stuff, and they become real friend, and they try to pervert your way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To change your way of thinking the way God wants us to think.
Yes,
that gift can pervert judgment.
Yes, it can.
It sure can. It can pervert the right way from us, brothers. So, you see, we have a lot to guard.
Yes,
amen?
Yeah.
Let's go to Proverbs 14:2. Watch this now. All right? Points of concern. Atheists, here, look at that. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, what do you mean he's right? You know, we have a certain level of righteousness, brothers and sisters. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible lets us know in one verse that all our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Yes,
but the Bible also says if he turned from his righteousness. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
And you'll find more verses talking about your righteousness than someone gloating in their righteousness.
Right.
So there is a certain level of righteousness that saints have.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So look at this. Proverbs 14:2. He that walketh in his uprightness, he that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. But he that is perverse in his way. So it is our way. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
In his way. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Despiseth him. Who's that him he despised?
The
Lord. You got that right. Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
You get that? Anytime you see someone putting that, you often hear me talk about, you see, nobody ever considers that an opinion can be idolatry.
Yes, sir.
An opinion that does not line up with God's word is idolatry because they have made an idol of their opinion. You understand that? Matter of fact, I think, if my mind serves me correct, I think I heard that from Derek Prince. I knew it's been said before sometime. But a person can make an idol of their opinion.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. When it's contrary to God.
Yes.
Amen. People do it all the time, brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen.
So we can see that it all, I mean, look, it seems like every time you turn around, it's talking about something about the mouth and the way. Isn't that right? The mouth and the way. All right? You know, Exodus 20:13, I got it listed under abortion right here. Thou shalt not kill. Isn't that right? That's a perverse way that you can think you can start killing babies.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? You see, it is perverse. It's there to change the mind. See, we live in a society that passes laws and it actually believes it's God. That's why you'll hear me start making statements like George Gordon did, the Levitical priesthood of the state of Tennessee. The Levitical priesthood of the United States of America. Because they think that a bunch of men can get together collectively, pass a law contrary to the normal human law that should be already in everybody's mind. And they say, okay, you can do this, but you can't do this, you can't do this. You can't. Call that law of land. They actually believe that that law supersedes the law of God. And that's why politics, and that's how politics can become religion. Mm-hmm. Because you end up looking towards man rather than to God.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to filthy mind here for a second, okay? So we understand child abuse. We're going to go to 59. Proverbs, filthy mind. We're going to Proverbs 2:12. And the scripture says this. Listen to what it says. To deliver thee from the way of evil, man from the man that speaketh, look at this, forward things. This word forward means perversity. In the Hebrew is 84:19.
Yes, sir.
Forward things. You hear that?
Yes.
All right, Proverbs 23:23. This will make some, a little bit more sense of this. See, so now we get into something that's very forward, arrogantly, boldly, boastfully, and pridefully spoken and displayed.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Proverbs 23:33. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and sting like an antler, thine eyes shall behold strange women. Now notice, it was talking about wine before, okay?
Right.
Thy eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. You understand that?
Yes.
See, there's a time when a man looks at a woman, and in his inner man, communication and movies, pictures start taking place. In the theater of his mind.
Amen.
And his heart began to utter perverse things about that woman.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
What he liked to do to her, he liked to say to her, all kind of stuff.
Amen.
And believe it or not, an unregenerated man actually thinks that there's nothing wrong with that mind.
That's true.
It's until we get to this side of the cross right here, we start telling you what's right and what's wrong. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And believe it or not, women do the same thing. Oh, yeah, they do. Well, with men.
Amen.
That's the reason why scriptures make it plain. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter what? Perverse things. The thing which is not right for you to even be doing.
Sure.
Perversion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, do you understand this? Isaiah 19:14. We're going to go look over here at doctrinal error. Just for a second, all right?
Praise God.
The Lord have mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err, and in Egypt err in every work thereof, as a drunk man staggereth in his vomit. Notice, the Lord have mingled a what? Perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and called Egypt to do what? Err, to not follow after God's law. Anytime somebody do not follow after God's law, you are erring, you are in a perverse spirit.
Amen.
It's really just that simple.
Amen.
And so that's why, see, we're dealing with a lot of doctrinal error, even in our time. These people are of a perverse spirit to try to make a lie the truth.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because they give mental sin and sanction to it. They think that that makes it right.
Yeah.
See, they believe the lie so long, it's become the truth to them.
Yes.
That's reprobate. That's a breach in the spirit. That's perverseness thereof. We understand it. And then we even utter things out of their mouth to make you think that you are the one that's perverse.
Yes, they do.
It's just the truth, brothers and sisters. Romans 1. Because you want to see about some serious perverseness, Romans 1, it'll cover it. But you read 17 through 32, okay? Because you know it talks about that. Back over to Proverbs 1:22. Y'all should be writing this down next on your sheet, though. We don't write down somewhere. We're gonna we're dealing with right now foolishness. All right, Proverbs 1:22, look what it says right here. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? You ever try to give knowledge to someone? See, we like alleviating a lot of pain and suffering from our minds about other people because we're fond of them. We turn around and tell them just a simple truth that's easy to embrace and stuff. And we sit and watch people mock us right in front of them. It's actually, they just hate the knowledge you give them and stuff. And so we don't want to call them foolish because we want to continue that relationship with them. And if you're not careful, you keep touring around the enemy like that, you're going to find a perverseness in your spirit.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You're going to find a compromise.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Is it that really that serious about it? Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Why do you think we get these warnings? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
19:1.
Proverbs 19:1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity. Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Huh? What's a good analogy to this? That's a good analogy. You know, there's people that have very, very little, but yet still they take very good care of the little that they have.
Sure.
Yeah, they do. That doesn't make them any less of a person just because we're separated by the minds of people on this earth based on material gain.
Yes,
isn't that the truth?
Yes, true.
Material stuff doesn't make you a better person or a worse person. What makes you a better person is the fear of the Lord. What makes you a worse person is foolishness, perverseness that causes you to despise his knowledge. You know, right? When you look at the rich man and Lazarus, who was wise and who was a fool? Come on, brother and sisters. You know, if you're going to use extremes like that. But then you'll get a rich person will mock a poor person in his integrity because he doesn't have. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. You know, that's one thing that I've learned, you know, it's just like gravity. You follow me? One thing I've learned in life, learned it very early on, give. Without even looking for anything in return.
Yes, sir.
Sometime my wife, boy, you thought I was a little bit too free in giving in the beginning, didn't you? Because I'd give everything. Then that spirit jumped on her. Just give. See, but when you give and you got a spirit over here trying to teach you to keep, you better keep back some. Because you never know how you gonna be able to know if God's word is true or not.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. I better keep it right here, because if I don't, some of you will go out and do the, you don't even know what to do.
Lord.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
But I'm serious. I learned that a long, long time ago. Jesus said it. Anyway, but it takes understanding.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you go to Nashville, sometimes there's all kind of bums down there.
Yep.
And every one of them looking for a handout. One day, Dad and I was down in Nashville, and a bum came up by the car wash thing over there, and Dad and I started getting some money. I said, well, you can give him some money. He said, I ain't going to get some money. I said, he ain't going to do nothing. Go buy some liquor for it. I ain't going to give it to him. Give him nothing. That, you know, Dad and I was new, brand new babe, born again in Jesus.
Amen.
He learned. I'm sure he took note of what I said. Because I turn around, wouldn't get that bum nothing, and I see a mama and a child come into a store. And they'd be standing at the register, something like that. And I'd reach down and give a dollar to the child. Same dollar. A lot of people get a bum. I turn around and give it that little child. Walk around out the door. I won't say a word. Mom won't even know where the little baby gets the money from. Uh-oh. Jesus said the poor you're always going to have with you. Told one of them, said, I'll work for food. I said, you will, huh? I said, come on, I got some work for you. Where are we going? I said, we're going to go all the way out here to Gallatin. We're going to do it. We're going to do some landscaping. I got to be back at certain. I said, well, you ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got nothing to do. Amen. He won't work.
Boy.
Oh, never mind. Let's go over here to twisting and the twisting of words, all right? And I want y'all to understand this. Make sure y'all highlight in large. Acts 13, verse 10, okay? We deal with this all the time because, see, you know, have y'all realized, and I know it may be a shock to y'all, but have y'all realized that we're different than the people around us? I know it may be a new revelation, but we just don't quite fit in. Y'all haven't realized that? We don't even fit in with the ones who claim to be holy. They ain't put their nose up at us. Proverbs 13:10. Now watch it. This is a guy, this story is about a guy by the name of Emmaus the sorcerer. Are you following me? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what. I'm going to read on down here a little bit, but I'm going to read up. I'm going to start at verse 8. But Emmaus the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation. That's his name. Look what he says. Withstood them. Withstood who? Paul and Barnabas. Y'all understand this? Y'all understand? Now notice, they called him a sorcerer by name.
Yes, sir.
But I want you to understand this. Look, they withstood Paul and Barnabas,
mm-hmm.
who were preaching and teaching the right way.
Yeah.
Sure. Are y'all understanding this?
Yes, sir.
All right, look at this now. Look at this. They withstood them. He withstood them to turn the deputy from the faith. Y'all understand that? You ever try to turn around and tell somebody the truth about the gospel, and then somebody try to come and tell them they perverse Baptist way, they perverse Methodist way, and y'all see this?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah. Everybody said, well, Pastor Doc, I didn't know that was taking. Yes, what's taking place.
Yes,
here you are telling people the truth about Jesus Christ, his word, the gospel. And then here's somebody else standing right over here to oppose every single thing you say. When it should, if they knew what the word said, agree with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Look what it says right here. Then Saul, who is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. I do that a lot. Because
yes.
I will call somebody a liar and a hypocrite and a deceiver in a minute.
Amen.
I don't care where we are. I don't care how. You know, I hear some of the intelligent people, they would repeat after me and they would say, you know, as you call people liars. I say, you got that right. That's what they are. I don't bite my tongue about it. I want to make sure there ain't no room for distortion.
Amen.
You understand it? And said, look how Paul replied to Emmaus. Look what it says. Emmaus. And said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil. Amen, Paul. I like that. He called that man. See, whenever somebody's trying to pervert somebody, here you are telling them the right way.
Yeah.
And then they're going to come and try to pimp and prostitute him over to the wicked, wrong way that has no truth. Paul called you child of the devil.
Yeah.
You child of the devil.
Yeah.
Huh? Paul, and he didn't look at his nose. He didn't look at the top of his forehead. He didn't wait until he got out of his sight away from the sound of his voice. He set his eyes right on in front of him and said, you child of the devil. Now, you understand, that's not nice today, is it? Huh? Thou enemy of all righteousness. Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. I think next time somebody try to pose me openly like that, I don't get it, though. People just, today they kick traces. If I get somebody ever to get bold enough to do it openly, I think I just might say those same words. See, a lot of times people don't think, they don't actually think that that God's word will work. And that's the reason why we don't speak it, because see, we're waiting for some type of some anointing or something to come up on us, or God say, say this. Say this. Here we are, waiting for a script first. That ain't the way God works. You gonna operate in faith, you ain't gonna operate at all.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, God don't mind you looking like a fool. You look like one off. And see, that's what keeps a lot of us from doing a lot of works of God. Because we feel we might look foolish. What if it don't happen? Well, what if it don't? I can guarantee you, if that's already in you, you better believe it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, come on. Amen.
It ain't going to happen. Why should it happen?
Amen. That is the truth. Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You got to squeak that out, don't we?
Amen.
Huh? Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed. See, isn't that something? Here's Paul calling him, you full of all subtlety, you child of the devil. Blindness came upon him. And then guess what? The deputy believed. He said, I know who to believe now.
Yeah.
I know who to believe now. Somebody said, that ain't nice. That's what this wicked generation. See, that's a perverse spirit, brothers and sisters, whenever people can't stand up for the gospel.
Amen.
And resist those to the face with the word. So when you get folks that oppose these devils, amen. Amen. Because now the devil is a little bit more cowardly and subtly today. They'll wait till you get out of their presence, then go try to fill up their minds.
Sure.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, you know, people always wondering why come I wait certain things out and do certain things and say certain things at certain times. Because I wait for those who have that spirit to know that I know ahead of time.
Right.
That's why I go ahead and call it before it happens, because that spirit is already there. So when they sitting up saying, all right, everything's fine, good, then no matter what I say, guess what? It will still be fine. It'll still be fine, will it not?
Yes, sir.
And then, but the spirit, that spirit in these folks, because they're perverse anyway, got everybody pointing fingers at me. Something wrong with him. He perverse. That's how the devil does with this twisting and warping, brother. You know,
yes,
we try to, hey, what did Paul say? I speak forth the words of truth and soberness, and I lie not. That's what I practice around here, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Speak forth the words of truth. The word, it'll stand all by itself. Been standing all this time.
Sure.
Amen. It'll stand all by itself.
Yeah.
I guess you just got to get enough people who trust in God enough to have enough Holy Ghost boldness to speak it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Increases, Lord. Increases in the faith. 2 Peter 2:14. Y'all see how this, but you do see how it may is try to twist the words to keep the deputy from believing the gospel. That happens today, brothers and sisters.
Yes, sir.
It does happen.
Amen.
2 Peter 2:14, look at this. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling, here it is again, unstable souls. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Beguiling unstable souls. You hear that? A heart. You hear that? They have exercise with covetous practices. Easter, Sunday, Christmas.
Yeah.
I just hit the ones that are just most perverted today.
Yes,
There's a whole bunch of more other stuff.
True.
Covenant practice. Look at this. Cursed children. So don't tell me these folks are blessed brothers and sisters. There ain't no way. See, when you understand what this word is saying, and notice, what we can ascertain from this perverse spirit right here is it all comes from the heart that comes out, and the tongue and mouth is just running out and just popping off and saying what it want to believe.
Yes,
got nothing to do with God at all. It's what they put mental sense to.
Yes,
you know what the perverse is? Yes. Talk about the mouth, the tongue. Yes. Comes from a deep ingrained belief in this wicked heart.
That's right.
Amen.
They will not submit to God's word. Perverse spirit.
Yeah.
It seeks to pervert and twist and walk the right way of God.
Wow.
Amen?
Yeah.
Proverbs 19:3. Is this not good?
Yes.
Y'all know the reason why we do this, right? See, the main reason why we go over stuff like this and we give this. Now, this is a comprehensive study on perverse spirit.
Sure.
We do it in case one of you get it, we can recognize it.
Come on.
You got that right. I ain't concerned about the world out there. It'd be easy to figure out the world, but right here is where the devil going to show out.
Yes, sir.
I want all the saints informed, so when you get a perverse spirit upon you, yeah, we'll know it.
Amen.
Our ears and eyes and our heart and mind will be tuned to the Lord. And we go, Come, hey, telling dirty jokes is a perverse spirit.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Is it the right way?
No.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I've been in places, boy, people, they can rattle those things off. They can't rattle off this, but boy, they can rattle them things off. Man, they can roll with them things. Ooh. Proverbs 19:3. We'll talk about a chronic worrier. All right? Did I already tell y'all that? It's just I hadn't got there, right? The foolishness of man perverted his way. The what of man?
Foolishness.
And his heart. There we go again. You hear that? Fretteth against the Lord. Y'all understand that? And his heart fretteth against the Lord. What in the world, brothers and sisters? How you going to know how not to be foolish? Know the way of the Lord. Know his ways.
Amen.
You don't want no heart that's going to continually to resist against him no matter what.
Yeah. Come on. Amen. Yes, sir.
That's what worry is. It's trusting in another way.
Sure.
Because you don't like the way.
Yes, sir.
A worrier try to make a sense out of what it already believes rather than what the word says.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Come on. Hallelujah. Let's go to contentious. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2. Verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Do all things or some things?
All things.
Why? That you may be the blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. In the midst of a crooked and perverse day. You ever, in the midst of a crooked and perverse day, you ever notice I don't never get anybody rebuking me? You ain't never noticed that? You ain't never know that? I don't sit and murmur with them. I don't sit and dispute with them. I just flat out tell it like it is. And if I'm so wrong, where's my rebuke?
Amen.
Come on, brothers. Y'all need to take this for yourself now. You got all these people say you're crackpots and kooks. You ain't living right. You're wrong and carrying on. Where's your rebuke then?
Yeah, right.
Where's your correction?
Come on.
Where's your instruction?
That's
right. Huh? You don't get none, do you?
No.
I wonder why. I wonder why. Well, I know why right here. That you may be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. And you tell me we're not in a crooked and perverse nation. We are. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. See, we do shine as light. Everywhere we go, they take notice of us. Who was up there in the hospital down in Vanderbilt? And I think it was Brother Ed. I come around the corner and I sit down, and this lady, I come around the corner, I think it was me and Brother Ed, and this lady looked at me and said, "Who are you?" Did she? She said, "Who are you? Are you a fireman or just something like that?" Or, I said, "No." She said, "No, I can tell you a man of authority though. That you are." Mm-hmm. Kept asking. She I'd go to the bathroom and then she'd ask Brother Ed. "Who is he?" Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shining as lights in the midst of a perverse nation. Amen, brothers and sisters. 1 Timothy, see, I just use that brother as an example, man. Come on. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4. Look at this one. We're still with contentious, all right? Well, let's go to verse 3. I'll tell you what, we'll just finish off starting at the beginning. Chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved. Partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to what?" If anybody teach anything other than that. Y'all hear this? Anything other than wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. People teach the traditions, don't they? All this nonsense, their lies been passed down from family line. They'll back that up, won't they? And the doctrine, meaning the teachings, which is according to God. You know, a teaching that will lead you to holiness and righteousness. The Bible says this, "He is proud." See, anybody don't teach this doctrine, he's proud. And the scripture says, "Knowing nothing, but darting about questions and words and strife of words." Y'all hear that? "Whereof cometh envy." Look at that, huh? "Strife, railings, and evil surmisings." Here it is. "Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself." No, you get away from them. I tell you, see, to me, brothers and sisters, the scripture is pretty clear. Amen. It's just that, you know, I keep telling you, our society, y'all know I preach hard against this society. It has just taught us the wrong way. And we bought it. And it's affected us in our spirits.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It is. And it's taken some miracle. Amen. Some miracle wandering workings of God to remove a lot of this junk that's in us.
Amen.
And it's, I'm telling you, it's not as easy. And you know how I approach this way all the time. We have not been brought up this way from our youth up. We've not. We have not. That's the reason why it's such a breach in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's why, you know, that's why the book talks about that he's going to be a repairer of the breach and a restorer of the past.
Amen.
You follow me? That's what Jesus would do to each and every spirit that trusts in him. But we can't go trusting in our way, brother. So there ain't no way.
Amen.
Well, I hope we learned something.
Yes, sir.
I really, truly did. I hope we learned something here tonight. And I do intend to be intrusive and provocative.
Right, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I do. I'm serious. When I come to your house, I plan to come in there with a wrecking ball. So you have something to clean up.
Amen.
Uh-huh. On purpose. Ain't God's way different?
Yes. Yes.
That's right. Because before you can build anything good, it's got to be tore down first.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Father, for your word. May these sayings sink deep down in our heart and go with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You have a blessed night. Hallelujah. The King coming. Bless you, Brother Juan.